reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Emily James. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Katie. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the Division 3 Committee on Infractions decision regarding the College of Staten Island. As members of the media, you should have received a link to both the press release and the public report, which contains the details of this case. Information can also be found at ncaa.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across the NCAA membership and public. The members of the Committee on Infractions who reviewed this case include Dave Cecil, Chair and Associate Vice President for Financial Aid at Transylvania University, Keith Jackis, Attorney, Amy Hackett, Director of Athletics at University of Puget Sound, and Nancy Meyer, Director of Women's Athletics at Calvin College. Dave Cecil will now discuss the findings and the decisions of the Infractions Committee. Following his opening comments, he will take your questions. Dave, over to you.
Thank you. The Committee on Infractions report details the findings and penalties in this case. Our comments today are designed to address your questions. However, the report stands on its own merits. This case centers on a former College of Staten Island head's men's swimming coach who did not follow NCAA ethical conduct rules and the college's lack of control over its athletics department. The former coach facilitated the visa process for 5 international prospects, arranged for reduced cost lifeguard certification classes for 3 student athletes, signed leases for 4 student athletes, and provided cost-free housing for 1 student athlete. Additionally, the former coach provided false or misleading information in his interviews with the NCAA and the college, and advised student athletes to provide false or misleading information during their interviews. The college lacked control of its athletic department when it failed to provide adequate NCAA rules education, failed to monitor the recruitment activities of the former coach, and failed to monitor student athlete housing arrangements. Further, the college permitted certain student athletes to compete without executing student athlete statements, and it indirectly provided financial assistance to prospects when it gave a private swim club significantly lower swim lane rates than published for other organizations. Penalties in this case include 4 years of probation, a 2-year postseason ban for the men's swimming program, a vacation of certain contests, and a 4-year show cause for the former coach. If the former coach seeks an athletically related position at an NCAA member school during that period, he and the school must determine before the Committee on Infractions, must appear before the Committee on Infractions to determine if the former coach athletically related duties should be limited. In his recruitment of international student athletes, the former coach provided statements of financial support to assist 4 student athletes as they attempted to obtain visas, allowing them to travel to or remain in the United States. The former coach arranged for 3 student athletes to obtain their lifeguard certifications through a certification course and at reduced cost, even though none of the 3 student athletes were certified lifeguards before the recertification course. The student athletes did not complete the required number of training hours, yet the instructor certified the student athletes and backdated the certificates of 2 of the student athletes so that it appeared they passed the course at times that predated their arrival to the United States. The former coach helped 4 student athletes arrange off-campus housing. Had the former coach not signed the leases, they would not have been allowed to live in the apartments. The former coach also entered into a lease agreement on behalf of 2 student athletes prior to their 2nd year of college. 1 student athlete also stayed at the former coach's home for 2 nights for free. During his interviews, the former coach denied that he arranged housing for the 4 student athletes and that he allowed 1 student athlete to stay at his home for free, even though the student athletes confirmed the former coach provided assistance. Further, the former coach told student athletes not to tell the NCAA that he was involved in arranging housing when asked during the investigation. Because of this and the benefits provided to the international student athletes, the former head coach did not follow NCAA ethical conduct rules. The college lacked control of its athletic department when it did not have international students execute an international student athlete statement. Further, the college was unable to locate student athlete statements for the men's and women's swimming team as well as the men's tennis programs for 2010-11. The college did not track the housing arrangement for student athletes despite having no on-campus housing and did not offer education to staff on the topic. Rules education within the athletic department was inadequate and was not provided to outside departments that worked with student athletes. Additionally, the college failed to monitor the former coach's recruiting activities and a private swim club's relationship with the athletics department. The full list of penalties, including those self-imposed by the college, include public reprimand and censure, 4 years of probation from November 21st, 2013 through November 20th, 2017, a 4 year show cause order for the former coach, a 2 year postseason ban for the men's swimming team, a vacation of the conference coach of the year honors for the former coach from 2007 through 2011. This was self-imposed by the college. And finally, a vacation of all individual records and performances of the six student athletes from the time they became ineligible for competition through the time their eligibility was reinstated. This concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Dave. And thanks again. Seeing no questions, this concludes our comments. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future at ncaa.org. Thank you.